one.
Oh, Vader. Vader. Oh,
Big Fatty, are you okay? Did you
put yes, I'm okay, but I understand that you're not feeling well.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I'm fine.
You are?
Yeah.
Well, I must be confused then.
It's the senior Vader. The senior Vader is under the weather, not me. Yes.
Oh, yeah. So it's the dark orange hat rather than just your orange hat.
Right.
Is that what
right.
it is?
Right. He's dead. Okay. I mean, but no, that's awful.
Now, but I thought that maybe you were ill, maybe in the, you know, ain't quite right in the head, as they say.
I'm
not quite right in the butt. Mean,
right. Well, that too, detached rectum. But yeah, no. I mean, I'm not right in the head.
Well, I just saw that you proposed to Miss Bacon.
Oh, right.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show, Larry Vader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Put little booties on the cats so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Bone Weary Fatty Cast for Monday, the 11th of January, 2021, in the extremely cold holy year of Ms. Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. Ooh, I almost didn't get that one out. I am your fat host, but not as fat as the other one, but I'm Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, celebrating Monday
Bless
with all of you.
He tries every time.
I know, he does. It's sad. With me is the poopy one, the one who just shat his pants right before we pressed record.
I did not. I'm not wearing pants. I didn't shat my pants.
Ah. Right.
Would you like
it's
me to
It's Big Fatty,
up?
Everyone. Yeah. Well, no.
Hi.
No.
Okay.
No. Please stay seated.
All right. Now, before we do anything else.
Yeah.
It was your birthday on Saturday. How did you hoot nanny it up?
This is gonna surprise you.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
He's trying to do something.
Well, that was...
So you went to the nursing home, is that what you're saying?
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do in the wheelchair. They do the wheelchair dances and they move the hands.
It's true. This is Stevie Wonder. This is not the happy birthday song I thought it was going to be. How dare you, sir.
Oh, okay.
Let's just... This is much more...
Oh, now we're at the... Somebody's playing the Wurlitzer at the stadium.
Right. So, it was my birthday. The big 2-8. The big 2-8 this week. Saturday, as you're hearing this.
2-8? What are you talking about?
I turned 28.
For the 28th time, maybe.
Right. That's probably more accurate. But
he's more downtown than I am if he thinks he's 28.
Right. And so I had a few options. You know, we mentioned that last week, but some friends of mine.
Oh, but you couldn't decide on one.
Well, right, and I had a COVID test on Thursday, and so it was all kind of dependent on that because I wanted to make sure I was COVID free so I could go get COVID.
Oh, and, okay.
Yeah, and so
did you do the stick in your nose thing?
It was the shallow swab, not the deep one, but yeah.
You know, Shallow Swab was my stripper name when I was a COVID nurse.
Right, Right.
I don't know if you knew that, but I was a COVID nurse.
I mean,
sounds like we have a title.
And so the COVID test was fine, and although it was not fine at the coal mine in general, it was a hot mess of COVID positive test.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, but our whole team was fine, and so it was kind of last minute.
You know,
I
hate it when it's the team. But anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to go up and see Miss Dolly, and
Were you afraid that you couldn't get COVID up there, so you changed your plans?
Well, no, I was afraid I couldn't get there because, y'all, it was supposed to rain a little bit on Friday. It snowed 6 inches.
Oh.
I looked at the weather forecast for the weekend on Thursday night because I'd booked a hotel room and everything. And,
right.
And it said, well, we weren't planning on snow, but it's going to snow. And so I said, well, and it would have been fine today on Sunday to drive back, but getting there would have been an issue, and more so going across that mountain you have to go across to get there. And so,
well, and when you're up there, you know what the locals say. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
Toot,
she'll
toot.
Be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Do we have to pay royalties for that? I think that's in the public domain. Oh, excuse me.
Right.
Shot the horse. Okay.
Right. And so,
one of the six white horses.
Right. Had to put her down. But yeah, so I canceled that. And so I have nothing left, and we'll get into that in a minute, but, and truthfully, I'm very glad I did not go up there, not just because of the snow, but because of some things we'll talk about in a few minutes.
Okay.
I was, pretty much decided I wasn't going to do anything. I was just going to have a quiet, relaxing weekend here at the Vader family compound. And then, a friend of mine, said, oh, you should come up to the Myrtle Beach. We're driving down.
The Dirty Myrtle.
Yeah, this is my friend Matt, the Marin. And I said,
he doing up there?
Just getting away.
Well, I thought he was like in Florida or Hawaii or someplace or California.
He's in Jacksonville, North Carolina. About the same distance from there as
oh, okay.
As we are. But and I said, I don't know. I've been up there a lot. And he said, well, and so anyway, I decided, like, why not? So got up Friday morning and activated the hoist. Got up there mid-afternoon because I like to stop and see some things. And
you've got to take the scenic route.
Well,
stop and read all the historical markers and
exactly.
How did the jalopy do during the winter months? Did it?
She does not like to be cold. I made it up there. I had to stop and put some air in my tires because it was so cold and they were like, beeping at me. But got there and had a perfectly. It was rainy and nasty, and ran a couple errands, got some food, got all situated.
Oh, wait a minute! Wait! Got some food. What food did you get? Because fat people need to know.
Oh,
Miss Lauren.
Right. Okay. Actually, I went to, because it's Myrtle Beach and there's nothing but chains. That's not really true, but I wanted to take out. So I went to the McAllister's Deli and I had the chili. They do not put the beans in their chili.
Really? I did not know that.
And I had the chili.
It's the Tejas chili.
Mm-hmm. I had the chili and the Reuben. And so.
Stuttered?
Right. Stoddard, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I am about as fat as Reuben Stoddard. So.
Correct.
Yeah. And so it walked over next door. I, of course, stayed at the Scarlet Roofed Resort and Conference Center.
Yes.
And
there's just a cafeteria just down the road from that.
I know. And of course, Matt said that's where he was staying. So I was like, well, that's easy then. And he stayed somewhere else.
Okay, great.
He stayed on the ocean, which was, would have been the same price. That's what pisses me off because, I wanted to see my friends. But anyway, He did not want to go out for a drink, and so I walked over for the happy hour on Friday and saw everybody at the Pulse. Pulse. Ultra Club.
Pulse.
And by everybody, I mean three people. And so...
Well, that's all you needed to see.
Right. Had a drink, had a happy hour drink, and went back and watched some TV and collapsed.
Wait, into a coma. Just one?
No, I had more than one. I probably had three beers, not drinks. Because it was happy hour, and beers are $2.
Now, wait a minute. Before we go any further, I remember seeing a tweet about you were TTing.
I was TTing.
Bring everybody up to date on this, because I know Miss Lauren and Nessa love to hear about you TTing.
Right. Well, so I do TT. That might surprise some people.
In fact, he TTs so much, we call him TT McGee.
No, that's someone else that doesn't work with us anymore.
Okay,
But anyway, and so if you've, it's just a standard men's room with two urinals and a stall. So I was at the middle urinal. It's like urinal, stall. I was at the middle urinal. Someone else is at the one next to me. And, you know, you have your mask on. And so I heard something, but y'all, when you talk through a mask, especially because the music's on in there or whatever, like, it was like, and I was like,
Well, it's hard to hear when you're wearing a mask, too.
Right. That it does impact your hearing. Mm-hmm. And so I finished up, and he was washing his hands, and so he stepped back and let me, you know, get in there and wash my hands. And he was like, I just want to say you're very cute. And I was like, are you trying to rob me or like whatever? So
did you pet his dog?
No.
Okay.
There's a really funny story about him, and I would never tell it because he told me personally and why he was there, and he kind of got screwed by a friend. And so we chatted for a few minutes, but like, he's a man of very few words. And so I went on about my business and left and whatever. But so Saturday, woke up nice and early because, again, I'm in bed.
Right. That's what 10th. Old people do.
Right. And so I ran some errands, got my hairs did.
In the Dirty Myrtle?
Yeah. Because I was going to get my hairs did here, but they were closed again. They keep just randomly closing. And so got my hairs did and a few other things. And went back to the Scarlet Roofed Inn and Conference Center, Resort and Conference Center. I was laying on the bed watching, like, something on CBS.
The Waltons?
No, I think it was MacGyver, the new MacGyver.
Well, yeah, of course.
And the Hatterina called, and I was like, ugh. I mean, it was my birthday, right? So I fully expected her to call.
Happy memory of you punching out of... Mahoo-hoo.
Right. Except that I didn't. So, but anyway.
Okay.
Someone else's. But, but, so she was like, I was like, oh, how are you doing? She's like, well, I'm good, but your father's not.
Oh. I said,
what? And she said, yeah, he's in the hospital. And I said, does he have the COVID? And she said, well, I can't get them to do a test because the symptoms aren't COVID. And she went through all the symptoms, and she's like, I said, are you there? And she said, yeah, I'm here with him now. And I said, can I talk to him? She's like, no, he's just mumbling, and they've got him on so much painkillers and, like, not anti-nausea medicine that he's out of it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I guess I can be there soon. I mean, and y'all, Myrtle Beach from Hatville is – there's no direct way there.
No.
It's, in fact, quite indirect.
Don't you have to go through Atlanta to get there from...
Basically. I have to connect. It's like three interstates later, you get there, but it's even not all interstate, whatever. You've got to go up past Alex Lefebvre's and Conway. I mean, it's easily 3.5 hours. And I was like, And she's like, no, don't do it. Like, you can't get into the hospital anyway, blah, blah, blah. And then But I was like, oh, do I need to go home and like get like clothes and things other than what I, you know, had on and what I'd brought, which whatever. So I was debating. I talked to Big Fatty.
He did.
I said, we may not have an LFC.
And sure enough, unfortunately, sorry,
you got
y'all.
An LFC. Yeah. But anyway, so, but decided not to drive back because it was getting dark when she called and then it was dark. And I don't know,
28 year old's eyes are not what they used to be.
And it's a long drive back and compounded by being even longer because I wouldn't be able to take the direct route because it's not somewhere I drive in the dark. It's through the National Forest. So anyway, I ended up going out for a drink again and bumped into TT Larry and
he was back.
He came back. He came back to say, and so we chatted for a bit. You know, everybody, like Matt was there. People were there. There was a solid 12 people in a 4,000 square foot place. I know. And so had a few drinks. The bartender noticed I was a little poopy, if you will. So his solution
to that. And by the bartender, you mean the owner.
Yeah. So okay. his solution to that was to make, you know, basically
poop
pour
on you.
To basically pour shots down the gullet. And so
did it work?
Oh yeah, I mean I was fine. I had already like convinced myself that I had just gotten myself into a tizzy, you know. Worked myself into a tizzy. So yeah, it was fine. And I stayed much longer than I planned, but
Tizzy Vader took an axe. Never mind. I'm sorry. Right.
So, got up this morning and got it all together. Was on the road pretty early and stopped and got a hello coffee.
The 28 year olds love to get on the road. Just let's go.
Let's beat the traffic.
Gotta beat the traffic.
And so, you know, listened to my audiobook, called the Hat Arena, and the Hat answered.
I'm fine.
I'm at home. I'm watching that Paddington Bear movie on TV. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, so you're okay? He's like, well, I've got a fever, which is a good sign. They think it was just a virus.
Now, was that temperature taken rectally?
Probably. He's very concerned that the Hat Arena had on a gloves and mask, because if it's a stomach virus, she does not want it. So she was basically running around after him with Clorox, wiping surfaces down and not letting him
go into... Well, I hope she wiped that thermometer off.
Right. So the hat is fine. Everybody's fine. I just talked to him again. That's why I was running a tittle late.
Oh, okay.
He was FaceTiming.
Okay.
So that was my absolutely ridiculous birthday weekend.
Sounds
which is
perfect.
Good. I mean, it was great to see Larry and just catch up and everything and laugh and joke because you know you need a joke. So
right. Yeah.
Now, how was your weekend?
It was quiet. Right. I did a lot of nipple walking. You know, it's been a little bit on the chilly side. You know, a little soup weather.
That chili, honest to God, that chili was the best thing I had yesterday. Like, or Friday, whenever that was. I think I had chili again yesterday, too. Like, Well, it was right next to where I got my hairs did. And so, I just had the giant bowl of it. And, you know, they give you the good saltine crackers at the McAllister's.
You know, the old people, did you slip some in your right. pocket for later?
Yes. Because I knew I'd get a little nibble. I want to nibble on something after the beverage.
You never know when you're going to need a good saltine cracker. You know, right. A little pat of butter. Pat of butter on a saltine cracker.
Not on chili, but on saltine crackers, yeah. So it was actually a really good weekend. I'm a little tired today.
Oh.
As we record this, because, you know, I'm old. But now I do want to address the redneck in the room.
Elephant in the room.
Well, the redneck in the room. I just don't I don't want to talk about what happened this past week because, as I said on Archer's little show, there is nothing else to say. Like we have all watched the news. We've all seen the same things. We've all seen the same memes. There's nothing else to say. But everybody, take care of yourself. think positive thoughts, laugh. You know, you can't change what happened, but you can take care of yourself. And
you know, this sounds very familiar.
Mm-hmm. So, does it? I don't know. Did I say that? Did I say it for some other reason?
No.
Oh,
you may have heard it somewhere else.
Oh, well, I haven't listened to your show, if that's what you're referring to.
Okay. Thank goodness. Behind. Okay.
But yeah, no. Oh, no, I did listen to that show. I don't think that's where I got it from. But you can take care of yourself, and that's what I want everyone to do, because it was awful. It was terrible. It's shocking. That's all I'm going to say about that.
You know.
So,
do what?
That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you're going to say? Okay. Well, quit saying it. Okay. Yeah. So what are we going to say now?
Well, how about we do this?
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, Big Fatty's going to tell me the names of some folks who were born on this day. I'm going to tell them if they're dead
or alive. That's correct. All right.
They are.
All right. This one's a little different.
Okay.
Alexandria, Danielle, Erica, Raymond, and Veronica L'Esperance.
Is that one person? Alex?
No.
Oh. I'm going to go with alive.
Okay.
Because it took a while.
And how would we know them?
It took a while to put it together, but those are those septuplets that are on the TV show, like Life with Chrissy or whatever, on TLC. So
no, they are quintuplets that were born on this day in Royal Oak, Michigan. And I assume they're all still alive. But anyway, Alexander Hamilton.
Dead as a
doornail. And how would we know Alexander Hamilton?
He's president of these here United States of America. As well as, you know, that little musical on Broadway about him. Well, about Aaron Burr, but him, yes.
Okay, he was not a president of the United States.
I'm sorry, founding father.
He was a founding father and the first secretary of the Treasury.
Yes,
and
sure,
he was
so.
One
I knew
of the
that.
West Indies. He is indeed dead. He died in 1804. All right, our next one is, hang on a second, I gotta find it. Grant Tinka.
Oh, that's nice of you to throw this one in. So yeah, I believe he's still with us. That's Whitman.
Oh,
Whitman Tinker's great uncle.
Well, you know, you're very close. He's dead.
Sorry,
he was an American TV executive at NBC. And one last one. I know the music's going to run out on us, but Brett Bodine.
Well, he is still alive, as far as I know. He was a NASCAR driver in the early 2000s. He's very, very popular with the rednecks and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. I thought you were going to say, oh, that's Jethro Bodine's brother or something like that. All right.
Big Fatty, I grew up in South Kakalaki.
Well, so did I. Well, no, I didn't. But,
no, you did. No, you didn't.
One last one.
Okay, one last one.
Harry Selfridge.
Oh, he's dead. Deader than a doornail. Other than being featured in the PBS miniseries, he was the founder of Selfridge's Department Store in
London. That is correct. Yeah. Harry Selfridge was an American retailer. He was born in 1858 and died in 1947. So he's
penniless. Yes.
Penniless.
Yes.
Okay. So, by the way, COVID nurse, you know, I thought that might involve some pumping. I meant to mention that earlier, but it doesn't.
Big Fatty, if you're a nurse, trust me, it involves pumping. Anything you're nursing, there's pumping that's happening. Now, was there a Friday at Fatty's this past week?
There was not. We've gone into abundance of caution mode.
Oh Lord, has someone else gotten the COVID?
No, it's just It's just, I think it's getting kind of,
Yeah. Well, like I told you, we had they can't make it mandatory, but the highly suggested COVID test at the coal mine. And I think they are like 60 people who tested positive. Oh. So, yep. So, which is why I was a little nervous about going to see the Hats, because.
Because the Hat may have had COVID.
Right. Well, that was what the Hat Arena kept yelling, and they wouldn't do the COVID test. So they finally did. He did not have the COVID. So, which is good. Thank goodness. So, speaking of the Hats and everything.
Yes.
Big Fatty. Now, have you been watching the new Star Trek Discovery?
I have not. I haven't. I don't have that thing you have to pay for.
CBS All Access, yes.
That one.
Yeah.
But the first season they've put on the regular CBS.
The first season was pretty bad. I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't the
well,
best.
Well, I'm recording it, but I haven't started looking at it yet.
Well, the final episode of the third season was aired on... and it
are
was
you there. Can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Because yes. I can't hear you.
Oh, poor
okay,
Big
there
Fatty.
You are.
Poor
I was
Big
getting
Fatty.
I was getting a FaceTime call from Gay Country Wes.
He listens. I'm sure he listens to the little show.
He doesn't listen.
But it was so good. The way it ended was so perfect. And it kind of makes, and I know they've ordered a fourth season, but it really made me think like, this is the end of this show. Like, but it's a very appropriate end because it wasn't like cliffhanger or anything like that. They resolved all the issues, which they did not do in a way that anyone expected. So, so good. Highly recommend it. All three seasons are on CBS All Access right now. You can probably get a month or a week for free just like as a trial. And you can easily get through them because...
He's calling again.
Oh, Lord. Well, it's always going to be someone.
Hang on.
Oh, Lord. It's going to be someone that's going to ruin everything. Everything.
I've declined the call again.
Right. Well, now he's going to call the police to have them come check on you. You realize that, right?
He's checking on the elderly.
Yeah, and so some of you have put together that we don't have a this, that, or the other this week, and I tried.
I noticed that.
I tried. I just couldn't come up with anything clever enough, and I'm a little bit tired from the weekend of go, 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 and stress from Hattapalooza. So, So no this, that, or the other this week, but hopefully we'll have something.
You know, it's a new year, and somebody's got to ruin it, so.
Well, we need another game that doesn't involve me creating something every week with lots of choices and whatnot. We're gonna have to work.
You know, I'm maybe Christian Tennessee from New Jersey from Tennessee can call in with his Apple Clock exercise report.
Oh, that would be good. That would be good. You know, he is fat, and so it's always good to... Well, I mean, fat is a state of mind. But
excuse me.
Yeah. Y'all, Big Fatty has shot his...
Was that chili? Oh.
Right. It was beanless. Oh, I'm going to go out and get some Chinese food for dinner. I feel like I need that.
That's really loud.
Oh, poor Big Fatty.
I can't. What? He's calling again.
Oh, dear God. Just go ahead and answer it.
That's a call. Hi.
Yeah, just go ahead and answer it. This is how we like. Everybody, take care of yourself.
Hi.
Be kind to yourself. Be kind to your neighbor.
LFC right now.
I hope that you have
Just hang on a second.
That you have a blessed week.
Okay. All right. I can't
do two
technologies.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network.
Hang on.
Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
That sounded like the old gal. Wes, say goodbye to the LFC listeners.
Bye.
Thanks for ruining everything. Completely. Vader, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, be blessed. Alligator. Bye-bye.